ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Temura is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Yehuda Yehoben Rav Nota Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Temura Daf Chaf. Welcome back, everyone. Maria starts off with a braisa. The person's mafresh in a keva for a Pesach, an asham or an oila, so it makes Temura. But Rav Shimon holds no. Shimon holds because it's not Chalak Tush HaGuf, it does not make Temura. Only by an oila that has Tush HaGuf. Therefore, you can make Tzemura. From our Tzemavur, that Rav Shimon holds, what's the difference between Oila and everything else? But Oila ikashim Oila alo. But Oila sa'oif, Mar says, because a person says Arei Alai, you could be mafish also an oif. So it's called ikashim Oila alo, and that's why it's Chal Dush Aguf an Enekev alo Oila. So now, Yesh Lodun, when it's Shatter of Shimon. Shimon holds that it's Chal Dush Aguf and Enekev alo Oila. Is that Midin Migudunachta or to that Migudunachta? We saw yesterday in the Gemara that Enekev alo Asham is Chal Dush Aguf. It's only Midin Migudunachta. We say it's only Migdushas Damim because it's Loi Chazi alo Milsa. That Chal Dush Aguf is Midin Migudunachta. Also, the fear of Shimon doesn't work in the same way. Fear of Shimon. By an akeva la'ayla, is it also midin migu denachsa, or you don't need migu denachsa? Chayra can't work with that migu denachsa. Why is it different than the akeva la'asham and vichachamim? That's what we would assume. However, to rise that it's not this way, that even that lafir of Shimon, it works without migu denachsa. One is l'maisa, the opinion of the Mari Korkis and the Kesa Mishnah, fascinating Kiddush, but they hold that Rav Shimon argues entirely on the din of migu denachsa. He held that lafir of Shimon, a person that's mafresh, a zachar ledomov, it's not chakdush shagov. Shimon argues on migud anachsa. Yesterday we said not this way from this fasemes and Rav Shach, so found the chakinoson, says that Rav Shimon agrees that makdush zachar ledomov, it's chakdush shagov. But the Kesemish of the Mari Korkis in Perek Tetzvav and Meisr Karbonis Halacha Hei hold that the fear of Shimon we don't say migud anachsa bechlal. In Kain Lafid of Reyam of Ad, this the cave of the Oila is working without Migud and Achsa. That's Lafid that, even though Mice, that's a Chiddush. But as we'll see soon, there's a Cheshman here in the Rambam in our Sugya, the Chagnosan speaks out. It's Mukh in the Rambam that of fear of Shimon, it's Chalak Dush Aguf by the cave of the Oila, it's without Migud and Achsa. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is that according to Rav Shimon, that Ikashim Oila Allah, it means that the oila, the nekeva b'yisoid is chazi l'milsa. A nekeva b'yisoid is roi for an oila. Practically, technically, there's a psul that you can't be makrevit. That you can't be makrevit b'foyal does not mean that Kedush HaGuf cannot be chal in it. What we've seen in the Gemara that Kedush HaGuf is not chal, and yet kamanat amigud anachsa, is when it's the wrong min for a carbon b'chal. A nekeva is not the right min of an asham. So there you have to come on, there you can't be chakdusha guf directly. You can't say that I'm creating an asham and a nekeva. An nekeva and an asham are tarti disastri. They don't coexist. So really, you can only mak the shit for kdusha's domin. Then we say, migud anachsa, that could also be chakdusha guf. But when it's the right min of the korban, just there are technical problems, these surim and being makrevit, that doesn't mean that it cannot be chal and kdusha guf. It would seem that lachar that roivea venirva, a person that's makdish or aveh v'nirva before or later on daf chav ches and mebeis that's chalim and kedusha. The anir that works even without migud anachsa, because it's not in the wrong not the wrong min of the carbon. It's the right min of the carbon. Just as an isra being makrevit, it's no different than a keva la'ayla that lafir of Shimon worked even without migud anachsa. That's Rav Shimon's point that ikashem oila la means that a keva is beside the right min for an oila. The Chori Yisoy that we see in the Sugi here, we see it in Rav Shimon. We see that not every time that something is possible, just automatically you need to come out to Migud Anachsa. The Maisa, the Dibna Kevah, the Oila itself, did the Rabbanon agree to Rav Shimon that it works without Migud Anachsa? Or did they hold you need to come out to Migud Anachsa? That's not clear in the Sugi. The Sugi is all Sugi here explaining Rav Shimon. It seems like it's a Chiddush in Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon, Fon Rabbanon is HaMukhrach. The Maisa, that's before here in the Rambam. In Parak Aleph of Tumura, Halacha Chaf Aleph, the Rambam says that a person that's mafresh on a keva for Oila, Pesach, or Asham, it makes Tumura. Ho v'yardu, l'dushas damim, yardu namim, l'dushas aguf. Furch in the Rambam, that's working midin migud denachsa. Without migud denachsa, it would not work. Can you learn that from the sugi that only in Rav Shimon the Gemara to come out to this arichas to explain? And the Rabban and the Gemara never spoke about it because it's more pasha that it works simply midin migud denachsa. We now come to the sheet of Rebbe. Rebbe disagrees with Rav Shimon. He says that not only by oilo is it chal nektu shaguf, but even by Pesach it should be chal nektu shaguf. Because Meisr Pesach Karev Shlomim, that reason that it should be chal nektu shaguf. So a couple of points here about this din of Rebbe. Firstly, what does Rebbe mean? What does he mean la'alocha? Which kedusha is chal? And when you're makdish in the cable of Pesach, it's chal kedusha Pesach, or it's chal kedusha Shlomim? Does Rebbe mean that because Meisr Pesach Karev Shlomim, so therefore it has shaychus to Shlomim, so it could be chal kedusha Shlomim? Even though you said Pesach, but that cannot be chal. But at least the Shlomim should be chal. Or does Rebbe mean to say that because Meisr Pesach is Karev Shlomim, so that means that Pesach has shaychus to Shlomim, and Mele, even the Kedusha's Pesach can be chal on it. 2 weeks to learn the Gemara, to learn the memory of Rebbe. So I believe that this is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. It's apparent only in the next shlav of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, that why did Rebbe not say that by Osham also? Because Meisr Osham Karev Oila. So what was the question? There would also be there enough Kamina. Does the Makshin mean that it should be Chal Kedushas Asham? Or does the Makshin mean that it should be Chal Kedushas Oila? So Rashi speaks out that Asham Tiskadish Kedusha Guf Bi Oilas Nekeva. Or Ki Oilas Nekeva, the Goyin is Goyris. Rashi's Makshin, the Makshin was asking that by Asham it should be Chal Kedushas Oila. So if that's what the Makshin held, that the fee the Chal of Rebbe, so by Asham it should be Chal Kedushas Oila, so it's mashma that by Pesach, what Rebbe meant to say is that it's chal kedushas shlamim. That's in Rashi. However, in Tosfos it's not mashma this way. Tosfos in the question of the Gemara answers that ein tzmura b'tzibur. Tosfos says, who cares? Ein tzmura b'tzibur. Let's say that it's chal kedushas taguf, and then you also make tzmura afterwards. That's what Tosfos asks on the territory of the Gemara. By Asham and Oila, what's Tosfos asking? Tosfos asks that you should make tmura. Hare, an oila that comes from an asham is a carbon zibur. Carbon zibur does not make tmura. So how did the Gemara, how did Tosfos ask that you should be able to make tmura? Elamites clear that Tosfos understood that Moisar Pesach Karev Shlamim, or Moisar Asham Karev Oila, is just a svara to say why it's Chal Kedushas Pesach, or it should be Chal Kedushas Asham. Because there is something about it that's Karev bin Akeva, so that means that the Iger Kedusha has Shaychas in Akeva. Just like Rav Shimon said, that by Oila, because it has Shaychas in Akeva, by Oif, so therefore that means the Iger Kedusha has Shaychas in Akeva, and even on a Behema it can be Chal, Kedushas Oila on an Akeva. Who I think says Rabbi, because Moitzer Pesach is Karev Shlamim, and Shlamim is Boa bin Akeva, that means that Pesach has shaychus to Nekeva. So it means to be chal also Kedushas Pesach, when you're mafresh for Pesach. So it says, so therefore, we understand the thesis. So Gemara asked, that also by Asham, Meister Asham Karev Oila, Gemara did not mean to say that it should be chaladin Oila, but rather it should be chaladin Asham, because Asham has shaychus to Oila, and Oila can be bob in Nekeva, ide Oila sa'if. So Memela, the Asham also should be chal Kedushas Asham. Therefore, Tosfos says, what did the Gemara answer? That in Tmura B'tzibur, let be Chal Kedushas Asham, and you should make Tmura. So 2 weeks to learn the sheet of Rebbe. Rashi, Masha that Rashi held, Rebbe holds that it's only Chal Kedushas Shlamim. Tosfos says, no, that could be Chal leaving Kedushas Pesach. The sheet of Rebbe, that Rebbe holds that because Meisr Pesach Karev Shlamim, if it's Chal Kedushas Aguf, whether that be Pesach or Shlamim, but it's Chal, that's Svara, that it should therefore be Chal Kedushas Aguf. It's Mavur that the Kedusha of Shlamim is not something new that comes afterwards. It's not something that when the Pesach leaves, then there's a metamorphosis that it turns into a Shlamim. Now to be the case, why does that work when you're Makdish now for a Pesach? Even according to the Rashi, that what's Chal Kedushas Shlamim and not Kedushas Pesach, but right now you're makdish it for a Pesach. How is it that it can be chal and it right out kedusha shlamim when you said Pesach? If the whole din of shlamim is only something that comes later on, after it's no longer right for Pesach. Elamai, it's muchach in the Gemara here that meisar Pesach shlamim is that the shlamim nigra kedusha shel Pesach. That's muchach in the Gemara. And Neil, when you say Pesach, what you mean is Pesach and later on shlamim. But the Kedusha Shlomim is already here in the Chathila. Memela, we can deal with that right now. Lefi Tosfos, that's already a Svara. That we have Shaychus Shlomim, and it could be Chal a Kedusha's Pesach. Hirashi, at least it's Chal a Kedusha Shlomim. That's Muchach in the Gemara here. Lemaitz, we mentioned yesterday that you said from Chazon Ish and the Stipler. I saw afterwards, that's also really before in the Shita, and Dr. Tassan Aleph and Islamin, that Kedusha's Pesach and Shlomim are B'nei Chad or Bixon Inu. They kill one thing. And that's why when you're makdish a Pesach, it could be chal in the kedusha because of the din of meisar Pesach karei shlamim. However, there's a little bit of a problem with this. The Gemara goes on to ask, let's say the same thing by Oshem and Oyla. If the yisoid of the shita of Rebbe is because the kedusha of Pesach and shlamim are one kedusha, so by Oshem and Oyla, l'chayr that's not true. But yesterday that the stapler says that by Oshem and Oyla it's not true. It's also Mr. Rav says, Din of Meisar Asham Karev Oyla is not that the Oyla is Mikra Kedushasi Shal Asham. Rather, it's his Chachos in the Asham that it could also, that it could be brought as an Oyla. The Meisar, Mishnah Shavaran asks this question in our Sugya. Mishnah Shavaran in Zvachim Simen Ches. As in our Sugya, we see that also by Meisar Asham Karev Oyla is a Mikra Kedushasi. It's not just that Achronim said that way, they bring Raisa that it's not the case. They bring the Yerushalmi in Megillah that we mentioned yesterday, that the Yerushalmi says, and Moshe Pesach Shlomim, you can be Makrav in a Bama, because it's called Baba Neder in a Dava. When you're Makdish the Pesach, you're also Makdish the Shlomim, and the Shlomim Shaboy is Baba Neder in a Dava. But the Moshe Asham Kariv Oyla is not Kariv in a Bama, even though Oyla is Neder in a Dava. But it's not called that you were Makdish the Oyla. You were Makdish only in Asham. From the Asham came an Oyla, but you were in Makdish that. Therefore, it's not Karev in a Bama. Otherwise, the Maestah Achronim bring to this Yisoid. So what do we do with Arsig? Arsig and before not this way. L'maisa and Yerushalmi and Shkol and Perak Dalet Halacha Dalet. Before this is the terror to the question of the Gemara. Shalmi asks on Rebbe, what's the difference between Asham and Pesach? And Reb Avin answers that in Hikdish Pesach, Ba Shlomim, Gufay Karev Shlomim. In Hikdish Asham Ba Oyla, Ein Gufay Karev Oyla. I know there, by Pesach and Shlomim, it's called the Guf of the Pesach, it's Karev Shlomim. In we demagre that, what that means, that's in the Iker Dina Shel Pesach, that it's Karev Shlomim. It's not the Guf of the Asham and Shaykhus Ben Oyla. What do we do with the sugya? That the sugya is before, the sugya here is the Bavli is before, not this way. So the Pshuta, I would say that the Bavli and the Maisel is not this way. We have Yerushalmi and Shkolim, I mentioned right now, Shami and Megillah about Bama. Actually, the Yerushalmi holds that by Asham is not Mirka Kedushasa. But the Bavli, it's Lachar Muchach and Or Gemara, that it is Mirka Kedushasa. But Reb Aaron wants an answer that even the Bavli agrees to this. It says Reb Aaron that maybe that's good for the territory of the Gemara by us. The Gemara says that because Meisar Asham is an Oyla, and that's a Korban Tzibur, so therefore it's not Chal Kedushas Aguf of Asham. Says Reb Aaron, what the Gemara is going to say is this point, that we can't say that the Oyla that comes afterwards is Maker Kedushas Shal Asham. I mean, the Oyla is a Korban Tzibur, and the Asham is a Korban Yachid. How did the carbon yachid turn into a carbon seaboard? How did that happen? If that would be Iker Kedushasi, that would not be Shaykh. Elamai Bakar Chach, the Din Meiser Asham Ayla is a new Din. That the carbon yachid, the carbon Asham is finished. That left, and now the Tchad is a new Parsha to bring a carbon seaboard. That can't be Iker Kedushasi. That's where Byron wants to learn the Gemara. The Svara itself is a very nice Svara. The reading of the Gemara is not Tomashma. But Nichoy Marakusha, after we say that's good for the Pshat in the Gemara by us. The Gemara answers that that the oil that comes afterwards is not mikra kedusha aser. But just to mention though that if we say that it comes out that lefida man da'amar that ma'isrus are lanid vas yachid, then the ma'isr asham ayla is yemikra kedusha aser. That we don't have the teretz of the gemara. And you go back to the svar of the makshin, and that's called mikra kedusha aser shela asher. One other point here on this shakotai the gemara here between Pesach and Asham, the Shita Nashmatus in Aizdalet asks that in previous daf and daf yotes, Rava was talking about the din of shame oilal imayil fi Rebbe Lazar, and Rava said that by Pesach there is considered shame shlomim al imay because Moser Pesach bo shlomim. By Asham, we don't say shame oil al imay. You see that Rava's machalik between the din of Meisar Pesach Shlomim and Meisar Asham Oila. Exactly what we asked a minute ago, why the Gemara B'Yos did not say that chiluk. And Meisar, we find that Rava does say that chiluk earlier on. So what happened in the two Gemaras? How come there we held that there was a chiluk? And by us, we held there's no chiluk. So the answer is the Shita, that it's totally what time of year we are. By us, the Gemara is talking about your mafresh even before Pesach. Even before Pesach, Rabbi said that it's Chal Kedusha because Moshe Pesach Bosh Shlomim. Earlier, in Daf Yotes, Rav was talking about La'achar Pesach. La'achar Pesach Ka'amrit. Tani La'achar Pesach, Moshe Pesach Karev Shlomim. Rav was, when we're talking about after Pesach, there Rav said that Moshe Pesach Bosh Shlomim. So that's very simple. The Maisa, the mother itself, turned into a Shlomim after Pesach. So because right now the mother is a Shlomim, Me'il V'Vlad is also a Shlomim. Hashenkin by Tmuras Asham, the original carbon is still an Asham. So I can't say that the Vlad is going to be an Oila if when the original carbon is an Asham. Hashenkin Lachar Pesach, when the original carbon turns into a Shlomim, so maybe also the Vlad is a Shlomim. That was the Svar of Rav earlier. Very glad the Svar. But by us, Rebbe said that even before Pesach, Rebbe said it's Chal Kedusha. Because Moshe Pesach Karev Shlomim. If Rebbe was willing to take that jump, to take what's going to be La'achar Pesach, and to say that what the Kedusha later on will be Shlomim, also right now can be Chal Kedusha. Once Rebbe took that jump, so then the Gemara held that we should say the same thing by Asham and Ayla. It's true that right now it's not an Ayla. But Rebbe says, I don't look what it is right now. I look what it can become. It can become a Shlomim later on. So also it can become an oil later on. So maybe it should be Chal Kedusha right now. That's the teretz of the Shita. Just to point out that this teretz does not work according to Rashi, we saw yesterday. The Gemara says in Daf Yotes, after Rava answered that Lachar Pesach, Ka'amrit, Lachar Pesach, Moshe Pesach is Shlomim, the Gemara says, Yochi Niflo Ignami Beresha. So Taiz understood the Gemara's question was, that before Pesach, it should be, the Vlad should be a Pesach. It's Achar Pesach, it's a Shlomim. Before Pesach, it should be a Pesach. That's the way Tosfos explained. But Rashi says that the Gemara's question is that even before Pesach, it should be a Shlomim. We spoke about yesterday the Pshat, the Chayk Nosan. That's what Maisa Rashi learned. Before the Rashi holds that the Svar of the Gemara earlier, Maisa Pesach Karev Shlomim, applies even to before Pesach. And yet the Gemara is still Mechalik between Maisa Pesach Karev Shlomim and Maisa Asham Karev Oila. So now we lost the Tarsh of the Shita. Shita said that we only saw the Chiluk of the Gemara earlier on Daf Yotes in Rava, because Rava said the Svar only Lachar Pesach. But before Pesach, Rava never said it. The Shita holds like Tesis. That Rava held that before Pesach, it's a Pesach, and not a Shlomim. But according to Rashi and Daf Yotes, that even before Pesach, it should still be a Shlomim. And yet the Gemara held there's a Chiluk between Pesach and Asham. So then we have to find another teretz to explain the chiluk in the two gemaras. Why the gemara by us held that the svar should apply to Asham, and the gemara earlier held that the svar does not apply to Asham. Another point here. The gemara goes on to ask on Rav Shimon, that if Rav Shimon says, Ikashim oilalo, who adin a yachid shehifrish seir lesirasai, or a nasi shehifrish seira lesirai, it should be chal kedush aguf. Because of the Yisrael, the Ikashim Oilala. So these questions in the Gemara were in Rav Shimon. My answer is that it's not a Chal Kedusha. So the Ravid in Paragdalet of Psulei HaMukdashim Malacha Yurches, he understood, Kipshutai, that the Gemara's whole Shaka Tari was in Rav Shimon. Lefid Rabbanon, Avadat Chal Kedusha Guf. Rabbanon say, Migud Anachsa. Even when you're Makdish, the wrong type of Min, it's still Chal Kedusha Guf. Who went in? By the Seer and the Seer, it's Chal Kedusha. The Gemara held that that's Lefid Chachomim. Fear of Shimon not. Rav Shimon holds that when you were makdish to the wrong min, it's not Chal Kedusha. But once Rav Shimon has this new svara of Shem Oilala, so let's say the same thing by Seer and Seera. That's how the Rabbi learns Pshat in the Gemara. However, the Rambam, in Perak Dalet of Sula Mokdash and Malach Yudches, and in Perak Aleph of Tamura, Halacha Chav Aleph, says the Rambam of Chiddush Ladina, that even Ladidan, like the Chachamim, a person that's Mishane Bechatos, it's not Chal Kedusha Taguf. That's the word of the Rambam's Machadish. That even though by you make a mistake in your Oila, in your Pesach, in your Asham, your Mafresh in a Keva, it is Chal Kedusha Taguf. But Chatos, you have to be exact. If you need a Zachar, your Mafresh in a Keva, or you need an Akeva, your Mafresh a Zachar, it's not Chal Kedusha Taguf. That is the opinion of the Rambam. That the Makchin here was Lekuli Alma, that's not Chal Kedusha. Says the case of Mishnah, the Rambam learned that the Makshin was said the question is Stama. It's Masha, then it's true, Lekulei Alma, Bein Lecham and Bein Shimon. We knew that it's not a Chal Kedusha. However, the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Temura over there as a Kushi Atzuma. If there's some Svarach Yitzayin that we know, that Mishane Bechatos is not a Chal Kedusha Taguf, so why do they have any problems with Rav Shimon? Chatos Bakorach is different. Chatos, when you're Mishan, it's not Chal Kedusha Taguf. So fine, that Chatos is different. Why should Rav Shimon change it? Why look here, Rav Shimon shouldn't yet be Chal Kedusha? That's a big question in Pshat Lefi Rambam. So the Chayk Nosson says here, Yisayid. It says the Chayk Nosson that the reason that it's not Chal Kedusha Taguf by Mishane Bechatos, before the Lashon of the Rambam, that it's not as Kaddish, not Tuchas Domim and Akdush Aguf. See in a second what that means. That's before the Lashon of the Rambam. Says the Chag Nosson, so, Lididan, it's always in the Mafresh and Akeva, La Asham, La Pesach, the reason that it's Chag Kedusha is Midin Migudun Achsa. So, Mele by Mishane Bechatos, it's not Shaykh. If Mishane Bechatos, the Rambam says it does not have Tuchas Domim. If you don't have Kedusha's Domim, then you can't have Migud Anachsa. Aleph is a Migud Anachsa, that you have Kedusha's Domim. Migud Anachsa says that once you have Kedusha's Domim, you also can get Kedusha's Aguf. So if by Mishana Bechatos, we never got the Shlav Aleph of the Kedusha's Domim, so we can't move on to the next step to get Kedusha's Aguf. Masha'im Kain by Lefir Shimin, Fir Shimin, with the Svar of Ikashem Oilala, before the Chayk Nosen, that worked even without Migud Anachsa. That's the Zohar that could be Chal directly to Kedusha's Aguf. The Mela, says the Chag Nosson, so the Gemara held that in fear of Shimon also Mishana Bechatos should be Chal. Because according to Rav Shimon, we found a way to circumvent Migud Anachsa. We have a way that it could be Chal directly to Kedusha's Aguf. If Ikashem Oilala, so that says that be a Soid, it's Shaykh the Kedusha, even on a Keva, and you don't need Migud Anachsa. So who I did by Mishana Bechatos? Because Chatos exists, both by Zohar and Akeva, that means to be a Soid, it's Shaykh Kedusha Guf, and a Chatos bein Zohar bein Akeva. So it could work even without Migud Anachsa. The Mela, Gemara held that it should be Chal, even by Chatos. That's a wonderful Mahalach of the Chayk Nosson to explain the Sugya. The Sugya is Bechal Adas here to the Rambam. And only Rav Shimon the Gemara woke up with the question. Nikodin and the Rambam Paskins, that Mishana Bechatos is not as Kaddish Kedusha Taguf or Kedusha's Domin. So Biskarov, in his letter to Chaim Eizer in page Ayin Ches in the Sefer, and also his brother, Moshe, Kedusha Gram Alevi in Perak Dalet Pshulam HaKadoshim, very bothered. Why is it not Chal Kedusha's Domin? Right? Kedusha's Domin can be Chal in anything. Can be Makdish Eitzim Vavonim for Kedusha's Domin. Can be Makdish Cash for Kedusha's Domin. Anything in the world can be Chal in the Kedusha's Domin. How is it possible that on a Zohar for a Chatos, it It's not Chakdusha's Domin. That's one big question. Another question they ask, so the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Shulam Mukdashim says that it's Yimocher. You have to sell it. Why are you selling it? You tried to Makdash it and you weren't Makdash it. So nothing happened. Where does it come, this concept of selling it from? See, the Briskarov and Ramesh, both of them say Yesid. And about it's Chakdusha's Domin. And that's why you need to sell it. When the Rambam says that it's not Niskadish, like Kedusha's Domin, but like Kedusha's Aguf, he doesn't mean what we refer to as Kedusha's Domin. Kedusha's Domin of the Rambam is like Mafrish Nekev Ala Osham. That it's Chal Kedusha's Aguf. But it's not Kedusha's Akrova. Kedusha's Domin of the Rambam means Kedusha's Aguf without Kedusha's Akrova. And Kedusha's Aguf means Kedusha's Akrova. That's what the Brisker Rav is coming to prove to Chaim Eizer. That in the Lashon of the Gemara, we have sometimes the words Kedushas Domim, but it refers to Kedushas Aguf, which is not Lekha Hakrova. Gemara says in Psochem Adav Tzariches, by Nekeva LePesach, that it has Kedushas Domim, Yishdicho B'Domim. In the Lomaitz, we see in our Brisa that Nekeva LePesach makes Tzmura. Bekor Chavar Etzchal Kedushas Aguf, by Nekeva LePesach. What the Gemara there means is that it's not Kedushas Hakrova. So it's in the Rambam here, and the Rambam says that as Kedushas Domim, or does not have either Kedushas Domim or Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Aguf is referring to Kedushas Aguf of Kedushas Akrava, and Kedushas Domim means Kedushas Aguf without it in Akrava. That's not Kedushas Akrava. That's a shot in the Rambam. But if Avada Stam Kedushas Domim like Eitz and Vavonim, Avada that gets. That's the Mahalach, Miskrov, and Ramesh. Explain the Rambam, and that means that's right, as you say, the Biskrov, that Kedushas Domim sometimes refers to Kedushas Aguf. However, in the Lashon of the Rambam, it's very problematic there. The Lashon of the Rambam is the following in Hilchos Tumura. Hamafrish nekev lepischoi lalosu lashamoi. It gets Kedushas Aguf. Why? Hovi yardu l'kedushas domim, yardu l'kedushas aguf. Because it gets Kedushas Domim, it also gets Kedushas Aguf. Avol hamafrish shir l'chatosai v'nosi shifrish shir l'chatosai. Eidu nois in Tumura, shikol ha-meshane b'chatos, l'niskaj ha-klal ha-filu kedushas domim. By Nekev Ola Oila and Osham, the Rambam says, because it gets Kedushas Domim, it also gets Kedushas Aguf. Masha'in Kain, by Chatos, it doesn't even get Kedushas Domim. So, what is the word in this Rambam? The words Kedushas Domim, at the beginning of the Rambam, definitely referring to Kedushas Domim, the Alma, not Kedushas Aguf. The Rambam says that by Nekev Ola Oila and Osham, because it gets Kedushas Domim, it also gets Kedushas Aguf. The Kedushas Aguf the Rambam is referring to means Kedushas Aguf without a Din HaKrov. The Kedushas Domim the Rambam is referring to means Kedushas, not Kedushas Domim. Obviously, that's, the end result is never going to be Kedushas HaKrova by Nekeva Lo'ayla and Lo'asha. So the Rambam says because it got Stam Kedushas Domim, it also gets Kedushas Aguf, which is not Kedushas HaKrova. Masha'egi Meshana Bechatos does not even get Kedushas Domim. So somehow I'm supposed to read this Kedushas Domim to mean Kedushas Aguf. Earlier on in that law, Kedushas Domim meant Kedushas Domim. And Rambam was clearly mechalek between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Aguf. And then at the end of the halacha, Kedushas Domim means Kedushas Aguf. Very, very difficult way to read the Rambam. The Rambam just read the Rambam that way, but I don't know. It's very hard to get that into the words of the Rambam. So Baruch Hashem, I found another mechalek in the Rambam. In the Chayk Noson and the Or Samech, different halach in the Rambam. Chayk Noson isn't really matri; it just sets up the picture. Samech gives a little bit of a hesber to a new pshat in the Rambam. We read the Rambam Kipshutai that it means Kedushas Dami. Meshanim Chatos does not have Kedushas Dami. But we asked, why not? Why should I get Kedushas Dami? The Rambam says it's Yimocher. So as I said, they're not really so masbir. But I think the Hezber is that there are two types of Kedushas Domim. Biskrov said there are two types of Kedushas Aguf. We agree with that. But there are also two types of Kedushas Domim. She said I found in Rav Nochum, Pertovitz in his Shurim and Bechiris, it's brought down in the Sefer Binyan Nochum, page Resh Pei Aleph in the Sefer. He's not talking about our Rambam, I'm rather referring to Rambam in Paragimel of Yisurim Yisbeach. We won't get into how to read that Rambam, but it's bar lehedya from that Rambam. The Rambam holds there are two types of Kedushas Dhamma. One is Kedushas Dhamma like your Makdash money, your Makdash etim vavonim. The whole Indian of the Kedusha there is just a hechi timsa to get money to buy a karba. You use Makdash etim vavonim, what's the point? You can't use etim vavonim for an oila. The point is you sell it, take the money, and you go buy an oila. Whole Indian is a chitim, so to get yourself an oila. That's one type of kedushas dam. There's another type of kedushas dam that the Rambam refers to there is being nachdish to baal mum. Baal mum it's not chaktush shaguf and a baal mum when it has the mum before the hektish. But there, Rambam doesn't say yimocher. By etim avonim, the Rambam says yimocher. By mamum, the Rambam does not say yimocher. The Rambam says that yipode be'erech hakoye. It needs pidyon. It needs to be redeemed. And number two, it needs a koyin. Koyin has to be involved. That a balmum is a behema, which is the right type of min as a karma. Something's wrong with its particular guf. It cannot be in this kaddish. But it's a type of behema that's right to be a karma. So if so, the kedushas damim that's chal on it is not as a hechit himsa to go sell it and to buy a karma. No. Kedushas damim be a soid. Was a kedusha that was trying to create a carbon over here, and something that had shaychus to a carbon. Just it was not matzliach. You're not actually matzliach in making it an actual carbon lamaisa that it's carbon gavim mizbeach. So what you do with it now that you try to make it a carbon and it didn't work, so what do? You have to be pidit. You need to pidit because it's something that was sheldavek for a carbon. It was set in the direction of a carbon. Just it was not able to complete its role. So now that you got stuck, so you sell it, you're paid it. But it's not sound that the whole kedusha was to be sold. The kedusha was to be makarif. Just it can't complete that job. So now that it has its kedusha, which is trying to set it in the path of akrava, so it needs to be pidyon. Pidyon means that something that already was had a mahalach of akrava, it had shaychas akrava. That's what you have via Balmum. It needs pidyon, it needs erech hakoyin, it needs harocha, because that's a chilek of the pidyon you have via Balmum. But etzem avonim, they don't need pidyon, they just need to be sold. Because their whole kedusha was just to be sold. I think that's also, when the Rambam says, Mishana bechatos, is not this kaddish, not kedushas aguf, not kedushas damim. That means by kedushas damim, is this type of kedushas damim that you have via Balmum. Avada, my Mishana Bechatos, it's no worse than 18 Avonim. But the Kedusha's Domim that it has is not in any way trying to create for it a Din Akrova. Because by Chatos, any Shinu that you have, it's entirely Mufka from Akrova. This says Rav Hanan, the Ur Sameach says that it's like a Behemoth Tameya. That any Shinu in Chatos makes it like a Behemoth Tameya. And maybe we don't say Migdun Achsa. Like the Gemara said in the end of the second paragraph, Naf Yud Zayin. By Kilaim and Trefa, that they're like a behemoth tameya, ain't a minoy carbon. So to by a chatos, any type of shinui is like a behemoth tameya. And therefore we don't say migud anachsa. The yisoid is that on a behemoth tameya it's also yimocher, the Rambam says. By Kilaim and Trefa, the Rambam also says yimocher. Because anything, things that are like a behemoth tameya, they cannot even get this type of kedushas damim, which is trying to set them in the path of akrava. They're entirely mufka from akrava. So Mela, if you get Kedusha like Eitzim Vavonim, it needs to be sold. But it's no Kedusha's Domim, which is Shaykh to Din Akrava Bechlal. That's the Shikr Pshat in the Rambam. In Kainim Advarim, as we see here, Kedusha Migu Dunachsa. That we find by Nekeva, the Osham, and the Pesach, and the Oila, we say Migu Dunachsa, it's because the Kedusha's Domim that you were Makdish them already was setting them in the path of Akrava. You're trying to create something to give it a din akrava. Because it's like chazil and milsa, so it can't be chal, the hektish pet that you're trying to do. But be soy the kedusha was setting in the path of akrava. Because it gets that kedusha's damim, which gives it in the mahalach of akrava, so memela it could also be chal the kufay, and then migu dunachsa. But as you eat mishana bechatos, the difference in chatos, you don't say migu dunachsa, is not that you can't say migu dunachsa, but that you don't have the right type of kedushas damim. Migud and Achza needs a hakadama that the Kedushas Damim that it has is a Kedushas Damim which is creating it for Akrava. That we do not have by Mishana Bechatos. So Mila, because the Kedushas Damim is different, so Mila, the Kedushas Damim that it has is not Bechal creating it for Akrava, so Mila also does not get Kedushas Aguf. Because the Kedushas Aguf only takes that Kedushas Damim further. If the Kedushas Damim itself is trying to create for the Din Akrava, so it's a Schadish, and Nigudin Achsa, that can be Chal Begufay. But the Kedushas Damim is just in order to be sold, but it's not giving it a din akrava bechlal, so then Migud and Achza is not able to work on that, because we don't see bechlal a shaykhus takrav. Now come to the Mishnah on Amud Beis, where the din of Tmura Sasham and Vlad Tmura Sasham. The opinion of Rebbe Lezer is that the Tmura and the Vlad Tmura go to Misa. Why do they go to Misa? So Rashi earlier in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis says that Rebbe Lezer goes to Shitasai. Perkamad is vachim. There in the Mishnah that Pesach and Chatos Shalom Shmar puzzle. Rebbe Lezer says also Asham is puzzle. See the Rebbe Lezer makes Asham like Chatos. Also by the Chamish Chatos Amesos. Hold Rebbe Lezer, they're like Chatos, and they go to Misa. Rashi in Shavuos Nafi Beis and Ben Aleph also says this chat in Rebbe Lezer. He holds that Asham is like Chatos, and they go to Misa. Rebbe Nochek Nasa in Arsugi is Tameya, that the Gemara's before the time of Rebbe Lezer is because of Gzeira. So why the Gemara's Machal between Lefnei Kapara and Acher Kapara. That the reason of Rebbe Lezer is because of Gzeira. That if you say that Tzmura could be Karif, then you also think that the Dikar Karban could be Karif. Without that, Rebbe Lezer holds. And it does not go to Misa. So why did Rashi say? Because he's Makesh Oshem Techatas. So can you hear Rashi held that that's only in the Havim of the Gemara we find the time of Rebbe Lezer. It's because of Gzeira. If Rebbe Lezer held his din only by Lifnei Kapara. But the Maskana Rebbe Lezer holds his sheet even Lachar Kapara. So, Lachar Kapara is not Shaykh Gzeira. Why does Rebbe Lezer hold that it still goes Lamisa? Because he's Makesh Oshem Techatas. That can ask me the Pshat in Rashi. Another Nakuri here, that sheet of Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds that the Tumuras Asham is Lamisa for whatever reason. And also he holds that the Vlad Tumuras Asham goes Lamisa. So the Stiver by Yosef Simin Zayin has a need on what the din of a Chatos Psula or a Chatos Amesa. Do we also say that its Vlad has a din of Chatos Amesas? Only in a Chatos Kshera, the Vlad is called the din of a Vlad Chatos. So he brings a Chiddush one of the Achronim that say that by a Chatos Psula, the Vlad does not go Lamisa. But then you bring Shemin's son-in-law, Reb Shol Barzam, that was Mechiach from our Mishnah, that it does. Rebbe Lezer holds that a Tumuras Asham is Lamisa. And yet he holds that the Vlad Tumuras Asham is also Lamisa. We see that even though the Tumuras Asham itself is Pasol, and it goes Lamisa, but still it's Kaddish enough that its Vlad should be Kaddish, and it should also get a Din Misa. And we start the Gemara. Gemara brings a member of Rav Nachman in the Lishna Kama that Mechlik is the mission is Lachar Kapara. Lifnei Kapara Divrei Hakol Yikariv Osho. So Taisis Divrei Maschel Avo asks Taisis a big question. Hilchus Gemirila Kol Shebachatus Meisa Oshem Raya. How could the Gemara think to say that Lifnei Kapara the Tumur is Kariv Asha. And the halacha which we've seen that the Vlad goes Lariya. And can we do with the question of taste not only on sheet of Rashi, that halacha which we've seen that Kol Shebachatos Neis of Asham Roya. But even the sheet of Satesvis, that the halacha was Kariv Oila, but Midra Abonim, there's a din of Raya. So Maisa is in Raya in the mother, so maybe the Vlad is also Raya. How can we think that you can make her the Vlad, but the mother has it in a din of Raya? Taisus means to say that if the din of the mother is raya, so maybe its din is to be an oila. The Tumuras Asham itself, it's dummar for an oila. How from an oila did we take out that the vlad can be an asham? The two ketushas don't stim. An oila should get birth to an oila, should not get birth to an asham. That's the question of Taisus. Says Taisus that Shema will say, maybe we'll say, that the halacha of Moshe Sinai that was said, Kol Shebechat is Nisav Asham Roya, was only said on an Asham that's a Zohar. On an Asham of Nekeva, it's not said any halacha b'chal. We do not refer to that in the halacha of Moshe Sinai. The Nela, the Tmuras Asham here, is going to be an Asham, not an Oila. And therefore it's Vad, will also be an Asham and not an Oila. That says the Chiddush, as a possibility. Halacha was not said on Nekevas. Taisus points out that's only in the Havmina of the Gemara. In the Maskana of the Gemara, where the Vlad is Karev an Oila, Vlad Tmura's Asham is Karev as an Oila, if its mother, the Haim of the Tmura, is an Asham, how did that make the Vlad into an Oila? So, Bakaruch in the Maskana of the Gemara, we went back to the Tzvar Pshuta, which is that the Halacha was said even by Ashamas Nekevas. But the Havmin of the Gemara, the Lishna Kama must have held that Halacha was not said by Hashem as Nekevais. Maybe the mother itself is an Asham. And maybe also its son is going to be an Asham. That's Mavur and Taisus. However, Rashi argues with this. Rashi in the Mishnah says that Tilchus HaGemiri, the Tmuras Asham Roya, is both by Zohar and a Nekeva. Halacha said both by Zohar and a Nekeva. So came to Shver, Shver and Rashi, what was the Lishon Kama of the Gemara? How did the Gemara hold that the Vlad should be Karev and Asham? Its mother is an Oila. That is Sarachim. It's a good question. The Gemara Lameisa does not like the Lishon Kama. The Gemara says, Ein Adam Miskaper B'davar HaBoba Veira. Because there was an Isher Tumura here, so you can't get Kapara with the Vlad. Can be that the Vlad is carved as an Asham. So Rashi's bothered that if we have this klal, Ein Adam Miskaper B'davar HaBoba Aveira, how do we find in our perek, Yimakariv, Tumuras Oila, and Tumuras Shlomim, Ein Adam Miskaper B'davar HaBoba Aveira? The answer is Rashi, that Hano Lav LeKapara Asya. Oila and Shlomim do not come for Kapara. What does Rashi mean? There's no Kapara by Oila and Shlomim? So I found in the Amud Or, Tzimin Yud Aleph, this is Kotzen Zayin, he learned up in Rashi that in the Chalamni there's no kapara by Oil and Shlomim. He asks afterwards that we normally find that there is kapara by Oil and Shlomim. So in the Subchat in Rashi there's no kapara by Oil and Shlomim. That's what he learned Rashi. Lulei Dvarav, I would have thought Rashi meant something else. Rashi meant that by Oil and Shlomim we find that their kosher as an Adava also. Their Hakrav is not owing to be Mechapar on the Bailim for his Chet. It could be stam kosher b'teiras nedava. So maybe when you have a tumuras oil of a shlomim, it's possible that you do not get kapara from them for your chiyuv. You said a re'alai oil and you brought the tumura. It could be that you still have to bring another carbon. We'll see in a second. But we only find in the sugyas that they're kosher. And then Rashi explained they could be kosher because they're not only coming to be mechapar and the bailim for what he needs. They're kosher because they stam. Because they can come even as a nedava. Hashenki and Asham, it's all hechsher, to be mechaper on the Bible for his chet. Because in of them is mechaper b'dover ha'baba aveira. So he was not able to create kapara for that. So that's why it's possible. Another point here about this in of them is mechaper b'dover ha'baba aveira. It's before in the Gemara that without this far of in of them is mechaper b'dover ha'baba aveira, it would be shaykh to be mechaper with the carbon tamura. Biskarav asks that by Oshim you need a frosha for your chet. Here, this Asham was not Mufresh for a Chet, it was as a Tmura. And he also has, in Morshver, says that this Klal, that you can't be Yotze with a Korban Tmura, it's not only by Asham, it's by all Korbanos, you cannot be Yotze with a Korban Tmura. If we're like this in Lamar Menachos and Dafpe, that a person has a real like Toida, and he mafresh a Toida, and then he makes a Tmura, he's not Yotze his Chiv with the Tmura. So we see that a person can't be yotzei the chiyuv with a korban tamura. Pashas, the reason is because you need a frosher for your chiyuv. Kol davar shebechayv eino ba'elam enachule. Only when the ikar carbon that you're mafresh for your chiyuv, that could be yotzei from your chiyuv. Something that comes from that, like a vlad or a tamura, you can't be yotzei. Vlad is a sugya that odem is kaper b'shvach hektish, that grows from the carbon itself. But a tumura that doesn't grow from the carbon itself, then we're in the Gemara there that you're not yotzei your chiyuv. Mishkarov, by us in the Chazanish, in Tzmura Simon Lamed Gimel of Katan Zayin, and Mikdash David in the Kuntras Acher and Simon Hayes of Katan Aleph. They're all mechich from this Gemara, and you cannot be Yetzir Yechid with the Tzmura. So the Chazanish, everyone wants to say after the difference between an Asham and Harei Alay. After by Harei Alay, you need a Frasha for Yechid. She ain't going to be Asham, not this way. Basically, the Yisrael Bachronim we find in the Tosis Yeshonim and the Tosis Rosh, in Yumad Afnunim and Beis, down in the name of Tumuras Pesach, they say that Tumuras Pesach is kosher. You bring it as a carbon kosher, as a Pesach, not as a Shlom. It has Dine Pesach. But yet you're not doing it to your Chiv of carbon Pesach. Because Kol Tavar Shebechoy Ve'en Ova Elam Enachulim. So good for this Chiluk that the Achronim say, we find in the Rishonim already. But it's, as we said, it's problematic for Arasugya by Osha. Mara wanted to say by us so you could use the Vlat Tumuras Osham as your carbon. We didn't say Kol Dover Shebechoy Ve'en Ova Elam Enachulim. It could be possible to say that the whole Lidin by Yotzi Makar, the Vlad Timuras Asham as an Asham, was not to be Yotzi Yerchiv. Like the Achronim are telling us, because Kol Dover Shebechoy Ve'en Ova Elam Enachulim. I think there's a different side. You bring it as an Asham, it'll be kosher as an Asham, but you still have to bring another Asham. Just like by Pesach, the Tosis Shalom and Tosis Rosh say, that this Pesach is kosher, but you still have to bring another one. So too, a Vlad Timuras Asham can be kosher as an Asham. You still have to bring another one. If you ask on me, I, Harei, Asham, you can't be mafresh an Asham without a Chiyuv. Asham is not Baba Nedava. So we mentioned a couple of days ago, the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, that Chazon Ish says that on the Chatois HaMesus, without Halacha, or by Asham without Halacha, you can make with them as a Chatois or an Asham. Even though you need a Frasha for your Chet, says the Chazon Ish, it's only the Tchilas HaFrasha. But once it has Afrasha, even though right now it's possible and you can't be Yotzi Yechiv with it, but it can still be Karev as a Chatos. So maybe Asher, that was the Havmina by us. The Vlad Timuras Asham is Karev as an Asham, even though it's not Mechaper. Another point in the Zin of Enidam Miskaper, B'dov Rabbah Ba'avira, the Svasemis asks that Chotenach about the Timura itself. But here we're talking about the Vlad Timura. He didn't do an aveir in the vlad of the tumura. So why do we say ano demiskaper b'dover abba aveir in the vlad? Svasamis brings the gemara later on that kol ha'isurim l'gabim mizbeach v'lo dezein mutar. Have a reveya or a nirva esnan or mechir. The vlad is mutar. It's before that the isser the aveir of the mother does not apply to the vlad. So why by tumura do we say that it does apply? So the chor of the teretz is that by Tzmura, the Isra is the Hakdasha. When the Kedusha is Kedusha of Avera, then the Vlad that is Kaddish, Aidei that Kedusha, cannot be Mechaper. Because the Kedusha is problematic Kedusha. Now, She'en Kain, by Revev and Yirva, the Isra is unrelated to the Kedusha. He's telling me the Behem did an Avera. But that's unrelated to the Kedusha. Kedusha is fine Kedusha. Maybe the Vlad is able to be Miskaddish. But more problematic is that Tais earlier on Dav Zayin, Tais says that a person that's Mafrish in a cave of the Oila gets Malkis, meaning Mafrish the Balmu. And the cave of the Oila is considered a Balmu. And yet the Vlad is Karev, according to Rabbi Elazar. Why don't we say that Ein Adam is Kaper, B'dav Rabba Ba'avira? So after this we could say the same Chiluk, but a little bit finer Chiluk. That by the Isra being Hakdash of Baal Mum, the Isra isn't the Hakdasha. The Isra is to make the carbon into a Baal Mum. Riskarov says this is it. To make a carbon Baal Mum. Any act of making the carbon a Baal Mum is all the Asers. But it's one process of making the carbon into a Baal Mum. It includes Hakdasha, Shchita, Kabbalah, Zrika, Haktara. All of those things are part of the process of making them into a carbon Baal Mum. So the Itzur Nakdosha is not the Akdosha per se. Dosha itself is not problematic. The problem of the Akdosha there in Balmum is because the idea that you're making it into a karba. Mashinki by Tzmura is not this way. By Tzmura, the Itzur is the Akdosha. So it says, this Kedusha is problematic. Do not make another Kedusha from a karba. So because the whole Kedusha is Bechevtsa, Kedusha, that's the Itzur, it's Ba'avira. So maybe that applies even to the Vlad. Another point here, in this Gemara, the Eilat Shlomo asks, we see in Tosfos in a few places, by the Klal of Mitzvah B'Aveira, that Korbonoi V'lo Yagozol, because it's a Mitzvah B'Aveira, the Gemara says. Tosfos is Mechiach in Sukkah and in Baba Kama, that is only when the Hekdash itself is Baba Aveira. When you're kind of the behema, I date the Hekdash. If you already kind of the behema beforehand, and then you're makdash, there's no problem with Mitzvah Baba Aveira. But if the gazlan is kind of the behema, I date the Hekdash, like when there was Yish beforehand, and Yish Kadi like honey, you're kind of the idea that Yish is Shina Rishus, then it's called the Mitzvah Baba Aveira. So ask the Eilat Shlomo, in Kain, why do we need to come out to the klal of Eimadam Miskaper B'dabra Baba Aveira? It's a new klal. Take away the more simple din of Mitzvah Baba Aveira and Kol HaShas. There's an afkamina. If it be because Mitzvah Baba Aveira would apply even to an Eilat Shlomo, like Karbon of Olaya Gozo applies to an Eilat. If the din is called Eimadam Miskaper B'dabra Baba Aveira, so Rashi has a difference between Asham and other Karbonis. But if the reason is because Mitzvah Baba Aveira applies to all Karbonis. Since the Eilat Shlomo that it's after Enochanami, it is a Mitzvah Baba Aveira. We have a pasuk, Mefurish a pasuk, at the end of the parak. The rabbi says that tumura. That tumura is karif. So, according here, this is an exception to the rule of mitzvah baba aveira. Another teretz he says is that it could be mitzvah baba aveira is only when the aveira is necessary in the kiyum mitzvah. Like there, I want to bring this payment as a karpan, so I need to be makdashit, which is usher, because I'm stealing it more, I did hekdash. That I need to be makdash in order to bring it as a carbon. So the Avera was a necessary component in the bringing of the carbon. I needed to steal it and to be makdash in order that I should bring it as a carbon. Or I needed to steal the lulav in order that I should be yetzi the chayva. Or I needed to be eat chadash in order that I should be kind of the mitzvah of matzah. In all of these cases, the Avera was necessary for the kima mitzvah. Mashingin by Tmura says, Eilat Shlomo, Hare, you haven't behema, a behema chulin. If you want to be makdashit, gesundheit, go be makdashit. No one's stopping you. You decided to make it as a tumura. But you could have gotten to the same exact result that it was kadosh without doing an avera. So the avera is not at all helping you in doing the mitzvah. Then it's not called the mitzvah baba avera. It's a very nice svara of the Eilat Shlomo. Now go back to the Gemara. The Gemara asks another question. And the Lashon HaKama from the din of that Vlad Sheni is not Kariv. Only Vlad Rishon is Kariv and Vlad Sheni is not Kariv. Rashi says that a Vlad Tumura is like a Vlad Sheni. There's only one Vlad, but because it's two steps removed from the original carbon, a Tumura and a Vlad, it's considered like a Vlad Sheni. So the Goyin here in the Agoyis and Oisches, and also Rikivega earlier on in the Perek, they asked from the Mishnah earlier on Daf Yud Ches, you say to the din of Vlad Sheni, there it's Mavur, that Rav Shimon says that a Vlad Tumura cannot be Kariv. Mashmal ahead, you're that a Vlad Tumura could yet be Kariv. That's Shver from our Sugya. So Maestro Beinu Gershom there in Daf Yud Ches, his Gershom in the Mishnah was that a Vlad Tumura is also not Kariv according to Rav Shimon. How you learn that out of our Sugya. But Rashi's Gershom there is that a Vlad is not Kariv. By us we see that even a Vlad Tumura is not Kariv. That's one question. Another question, Rav Malan asks in Siman Nun Hey, is that Shita's Rashi earlier in Daf Yud Ches is that because of this Gzeira, they said that the Vlad is Mace, and is Misa. That's the Gzeira. So asks Rav Leib that why did the Gemara here have a question on the Lashon HaKama of Rav Nachman from the Gemara there? Gemara could ask a flat out through the Mishnayis according to Rashi. And here Rav Lezer says that the Vlad is Roya. Earlier on, Rav Lezer said the Vlad is Mace. Sirin Rav Lezer. Why did Mar not ask that question? Says Rav Leib, it's Muchach, that the Gzeir of Shem Yigad L'Adorim Adorim is only Shayich. By Shlom, you get to eat the meat. So there's a big incentive to wait around, you get to eat more meat. By Shinkin, by Oila, where the Moser Asham is going to be in Oila, it's not such a driving force. And a person will wait, will keep it around to Megad L'Adorim Adorim. So the Meila Rashi only holds that there's Din Misa by Shlomen. By Oshem and Oilo, there's no Din Misa. But in Kain Hol Gemara's Shver, why did the Gemara say here that there's a Gzeir B'chlal? It's not Shaykh L'Shash Hashem Megad L'Adorim Adorim. Says Reb Leib, we mentioned this yisoid of Reb Leib earlier in Daf Yud Ches, that even though the reason behind the gzera was Shem Yigad al Adorim Adorim, that's what brought Chazal to make the gzera. But the yisoid, the gzera was, the gedder of the gzera, was the mervato din hakrava from a vlad, or if you're shimming from a vlad sheni. That's what Chazal did. Because the whole din hakrava by vlad is a new din hakrava. So they took away that din hakrava by vlad. There are two things. There's what the reason of the gzera is, the yigad al adorim adorim. What the actual gzera is, that they took away the din hakrava of vlad avla. Says Reb Leib, that they took away the din hakrava was said even in a case when there's not actually shaykh the gzera. Like by vlad tumuras osho. Here it's not shaykh the gzera per se. But it doesn't matter. Chazal were already mevatel the din hakrava by vlad avla. So because this is called a vlad avla, maybe it lost its din hakrava. So maybe there's no steer in the Mishnais. Here it says Roya, there it says Mace according to Rashi. Because the Gzeir is only Shaykh there, the reason of the Gzeir is only Shaykh there. But that Chazal took away the Din HaKrava applies also by us. The Mela, here there's Din Roya, so that there's no steer. The steer the Gemara asked is only on Rav Nachman. How could you say it's going to be Karev? Hooray, there's a gzera that should at least give a din raya. That explains the Gemara. Good. What do we do so with the question? And Rashi. Rashi is before, by us, that Vlad Tumur is called Vlad HaVlad. And there Rashi holds that a Vlad Tumur HaShlomim is not called Vlad HaVlad. So this Reb Leib says another teretz. Says Reb Leib that a shlomim, a person can have makdish many, many shlomims, as many as he wants. So the kedusha of the tumura of Yisoid is its independent karba. You pulled some kedusha from the first one, but you gave it its own din hakrava, tumura shlomim. So the name of the vlad is not called the vlad havlad. It's a vlad from something which has a din hakrava of a shlomim. Only the vlad tumura has din of a vlad havlad. A person can't have two ashams that have a din akrav. A person makes a tumuras asham, the whole din of the tumura is to be nitval to the original asham. The neila, the tumura itself is called a kilo of vlad of the original carbon. So therefore the vlad of the tumura is called the vlad of vlad. Shengen by shlomim, that the tumura gets its own din akrav. So we don't look at the vlad of the tumura as being two steps removed. And there's being only one sept removed. Last point for today is Naskana the Gemara. Gemara says that the Homish is talking about Lefnei Kapara. Palachar Kapara hu atzma yikariv oila. So Rashi says that what's an afkamina before Kapara and Lachar Kapara? Because before Kapara, the Chaykh, the Gzeira of the Masi Lachlufe. Bashing in Lachar Kapara, there's no Gzeira. And Sarah Belezer does not say that it goes Lamisa by Lachar Kapara. But so shared Rashi didn't explain the Chachom of our Mishnah say that it's Roya, Fnei Kapara. Lach Kapara, they say that it's Karif. What happened to them? Why did they change? So Mais and Taisit before, Taisit and Raskol B'Dmeyer, that the Chachom say Roya in the Mishnah is also because of the Gzeir of the Mosil Achlufe. Both the Chachom and Rabbi Lezer hold of the Gzeir of the Mosil Achlufe. They have Machlekes that what does that do for us? What were Chazal misakin because of that chashash? Rabbi Lezer says, because of that chashash, Chazal were misakin misa. Chum say they were misakin ri'ya. But everyone knows that there was a chashash. So that the whole din of the reish, the whole Mishnah is only talking about before Kapara. Because of the chashash of the Masi Lachlufe. Ach Kapara, it doesn't apply and therefore it could be Karif. So Elach Lamaisa, it's Karif. However, there's another problem though. This is all good when we're talking about the gzeiros. We learned earlier in the perek that when you have a mother which has a problematic kedusha, then her vlad also has a problematic kedusha. The problem of the kedusha of the mother, mamela goes to the vlad. Chum say that the vlad in the cave of Lo'ilah is pasul. It's Yiroya, and even Rabbi Lazar holds that it's karev, but there's machlekes in the Gemara about a vlad tmuras asham if it's karev or not. Yet now we come to our sugya. A vlad tumuras asham, it's karif. How's it karif? Even if there's no gzeira of asa lachlufe, but it has a problematic kedusha, it has a kedusha dechuya. How could it be Karif? And then Mr. Raidid in Perek Dalet of Psulim Mekdoshim Malacha Dalet says that Aral Sugya is only Fear Belazar. Earlier on, that holds that the Vlad is Karif, but Lefid Chachamim, a Vlad of the Vlad to Muras Hashem is not Karif. Yishmak. However, the Rambam, there in Perek Dalet of Psulim Mekdoshim Malacha Dalet, can you understand from the Stima Sagamara by us that the din is that it's Karif is the Kuli Alma, the Gemara doesn't make any Chilukim. Divrei HaKol Karif. There's a whole chacham that argue on this. The Ma'aseh Mashmash in the Gemara that it's Karif Lekulei Alma. I had to work with it earlier on in the Perek. Says the Kesa Mishnah, the name of the Mari Korkis. Here it's different because it's a Vlad Tzmura. A Vlad Tzmura, because the original Karban is Karif, the Oshem itself is Karif, that has Kedusha Sakrava. So now also the Vlad Tzmura gets Kedusha Sakrava. That's the aside of the Mari Korkis. Okay. We've already found this in the Gemara earlier on in Daf Yud Ches in Rava. Rava says in the Chachamim that the Chachamim say that Mavish Nekevel Oila is Raya, but a Vlad Tmuras Oila is Karev, because Ine Nami Kreva. So too over here in the Vlad Tmuras Asham, Rava holds that it's Karev, even though here it's the original carbon was an Asham. And what's Karif at the end is an Oila. That's, according to Ram, that's good enough to say that there's still Kedusha Sakrava, the Yisrael of the Kedusha. It's Kedusha Sakrava. So, for the original carbon, it played out as being an Asham. For the Vlad Tmura, it's as an Oila. Because the Chefs of the Kedusha is Kedusha Sakrava, so also the Vlad can get Kedusha Sakrava. That is the opinion of the Rambam. However, it's problematic from the Sugya earlier on. The Sugya earlier on brought down our Mishnah. But Vlad Tmuras Asham. And it's Pasha to the Gemara that according to the Rabbanan it's not Karif. And the whole question was the fear of Belazar. Do we say you need Shem Oila al Imay or not? The Rabbanan of Ad, it's not Karif. Hooray, here we see that it is Karif. So the answer before in the Lecha Mishnah, that earlier on the Gemara was quoting our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about before Kapara. Before Kapara, there, according to the Chacham of Ad, it's not Karif, and even according to Rabbi Lazar, it's telling the Shiloh Shem Oila al Imay. But by shaking Lacher Kapara, when it turns into an Oila, the whole Kedusha turns into an Oila, then it could be Karif even Levdin Chacham. That's his Teretz. That's his Miyashe the Shita the Rambam, Halacha Lamaisa, Vlad Tmuras Asham, Lacher Kapara is Karev as an Oila. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.